Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio here in Sitka. I'm Erin. In the studio with me this morning, I have Gretchen Parlato in as part of the Sitka Jazz Festival. Gretchen, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So you're here for Jazz Fest. You're fresh off the plane. Just got in last night.
Yeah.
So what are you bringing to Sitka? What is your instrument?
Well, I'm a singer. So I have a couple of different performances, but you know, it'll be some jazz, some traditional stuff. It'll be some rearrangements of songs that people know, some new material. So it'll be fun.
Wonderful. Yeah. So for the jazz aficionados, there's going to be new stuff and or like you said, reinterpretations
exactly.
of things.
Yeah.
So there's a little, and then obviously if you're coming in new.
Yeah.
Everything sounds cool.
Yeah, we hope to please everyone's ear, you know,
wonderful.
Have a good time.
And you're here to do more than just perform. One of the cool things about Sitka Jazz Fest is it's also a teaching opportunity that you've got kids coming in from all over the state to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of workshops are you going to be doing with the students?
I have two scheduled. There's one where I just like to work with singers.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of connect and collectively we'll demonstrate and discuss and just kind of talk about all things being singers and just how to, I call it finding your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about kind of connecting to your literal voice, but even just your voice and your art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can think of it that way. And just trying to connect to, you know, things technical, emotional, spiritual in what you do in your art, and it's always nice to figure out how to cater that to different ages. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can do that with 20 somethings and adults, and there's in that stage of our life there's very specific ways to relate to what
yeah.
that means.
Yeah.
And then when you're younger, sometimes it's like you haven't really nothing's gotten in your way yet,
mm-hmm.
you know. You might not have had any kind of challenge with your art, so it's like, what do you mean? I just want to play, you know.
Yep.
So it's kind of like maybe it's just tweaking it so that it's something to kind of think about for
yeah.
them. But it's always, I love, you know, I went to an arts high school,
mm-hmm.
so I remember that feeling of just of knowing at that age that I really wanted to sing and
yeah.
I wanted to perform and to share, and then it's just getting, I just want to be the same kind of inspiration yeah. that I had for, you know, all the teachers and mentors that
mm-hmm.
I had. If I can just sprinkle a little inspiration
yeah.
to the younger generation, and I've done my job. So that's one of the
mm-hmm.
Workshops, and then the other one will be a little bit more of that, but with instrumentalists too.
Okay.
So it's more about, you know, sound finding your sound, by on your own independently, but then also collectively, and everything that kind of goes into being a band
mm-hmm.
and that kind of interaction.
Yeah, because it's more than just, you know, playing the note on a page or saying the word or, you know, everything. There's
yeah.
so many levels of nuance,
yeah.
as you're saying, and which to non-musicians or non-instrumentalists, it might be kind of a foreign concept of like, well, it's written on a page. It's instructions to follow,
mm-hmm.
right?
And right.
It's more than just that.
Yeah,
you have a lot more
and
it is
that. And I always say, you know, it's that, and there's other teachers that will teach that really well, better
mm-hmm.
than I can. Excuse me. And then what I feel like I was just a unique kind of slipping through the cracks and,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of found my way in all these different ways that were not only technical.
Yeah.
There was such an emotional aspect of what I was doing in my art, even young.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously everyone has emotions,
yeah.
and, you know. And then there was something that was just like unexplainable higher that I just call that the spiritual, however you want to define
mm-hmm.
that. So I just like to remind people that there's more to it, because I think in general in the school setting it can be mostly the technical
mm-hmm.
part.
Yeah.
And I just didn't always learn that way. There were things that I could do that I could execute it, but how I got there
yeah.
was a little bit weaving around,
mm-hmm.
going around the other side of the mountain, you
yeah.
know. So
yeah,
I just like to show that path.
Yeah,
you know?
You still got, and that's, yeah, it's a great other way to, for kids who maybe like the tech, they might be hitting a roadblock
right.
in this one direction
yep.
to show them like, wait, you guys, there's a back way in.
Exactly, right?
Come on with me.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And it's just as meaningful.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, why can't I get this note? Why can't I execute this? And it's like, well, just actually stop thinking of the technical. Maybe go into these other levels and you just, you know, let go of these things. So it's just kind of opening that door, and maybe that will speak to somebody and have them realize, oh, I can get to where I need to go, just a different way.
Yeah. You know? And yeah, beyond just helping these kids in performing what, you know, what they're going to be performing this weekend and maybe in the next year or so, but also to have all these musicians come in and show like, oh, you guys, you can really do this.
Yeah.
If this is, can be your career, if you really love it, you can keep doing it.
Yeah. Right.
It's wonderful to, I mean, you hear it at like, you know, some far away, like, oh, I know, you know, the musicians I listen to on iTunes or whatever, but like real living, breathing example
right.
of it.
There is a definite disconnect with even, thinking of how kids listen to music now where it's not a physical thing that you hold in your hand, you know. So, and yeah, with people too, you can, you feel like you're so connected with everyone because you can write a comment on some page where it's like, it's nice to just be in person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And listening to music through, you know, through the radio, through, you know, your computer, whatever is one thing, but again, being there in person, like feeling it in your chest as things are playing is quite a remarkable experience.
Yeah, yeah. That does something somewhere to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be doing some of that. You're going to be performing as well. Are you performing? What kind of things are you performing? Are you going to be with a couple different groups, different settings?
Yeah, different settings. I will sing with the Hancock Institute, which is an institute that I am alumni. I went there. It was called the Thelonious Monk Institute back then.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 2001 to 2003. So the class who is now in that ensemble is going to be the band that I sing with.
Wonderful.
So it's cool. It's, thinking of like, you know, stages and ages of your art. I'm in my mid-40s, and this band is probably, you know, they're in their 20s. So it's like, so for thinking of young people, even younger than that, seeing that, even the 20, 30 somethings will seem like, oh, wow, you know, they're aged and seasoned already. And then, you know, we'll continue it with like, and then you just, you know, this is what's beautiful about jazz is you do it for the rest of your life and until your last breath, you can, you know, keep going and growing. So I'll sing with them, and then some more traditional kind of big band stuff with Kyle Athade Jazz Party.
Yes.
Jazz dance party. Jazz I want to say it's there's a dance in there.
I think it's Kyle Athade dance party.
There you go.
But there's jazz involved.
We don't need to say jazz because it just is.
It's implied.
Dance party.
Wonderful.
So that'll be fun. And I always like to sing. I don't always. I don't singing with a big band is an orchestra. That kind of big ensemble is not as common for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have the opportunity, it's such a thrill to have that kind of energy, you know, supporting and pushing me. So that I'm looking forward to, there'll be two very different, you know, textural things, but it'll be really, really cool.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's going to be, different modes, and kind of flavors of jazz. So really there's different things happening this whole weekend.
Yeah.
So there's always something for everyone to sample, to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's going to be people who like, they got their all festival pass and they're going to be at every single show.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool.
That's cool.
So how did you hear about Sitka, or who reached out to you? Because this is not exactly the first, you know, when people think of, you know, jazz in general, Alaska usually isn't the first location on their list.
Yeah. Well, I was excited. You know, I've been here once to Anchorage some years ago and loved that time. and even extended our trip, you know, past the work mm-hmm. time just to like hang out. Being from LA, it's just very different. Yes. So the connection here was through the Hancock Institute, okay. through the artistic director, Daniel Seif, who obviously, because I was a student, I've known him. We've become great friends. So mm-hmm. we're, I think he just recommended, had my name on a list of of people that might be cool. And, mm-hmm. and it worked out. So wonderful. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. Yeah, it's going to be, so things kind of get started today. I think there's some things happening
we're
in the schools.
We're rehearsing today. Okay. There might be, you know, I don't know what's public, because I think there are, you know, on my list, it said open rehearsal. So perhaps there are things that we're working and getting it together, and maybe people can,
if they want to peek behind the curtain,
yeah,
they can come
I
see that.
I think you could look it up, but yeah.
Yeah, it's all yeah. online at sitkajazzfestival.com. That's got the whole schedule of events. It's mm-hmm. going to be an action-packed weekend,
yeah.
teaching, performing. I think there's going to be just some like after-party hangouts at
yeah,
one of the bars.
Yeah, more than I realize, right?
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to try to be bored in this town in the winter. No one goes cabin crazy. You'll have plenty to do.
It's yeah, this waking up early might be the only time where I was like, okay, you know, what's open and what can I get some tea and, you know.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a slower start in
yeah,
the winter because the
even
sun's
just
kind
exactly,
of slow
just
to get up.
Light
so.
Alone, right, I'm used to the sun, you know, right in my face.
We see the sun every now and again.
Yes.
We've heard of it, this day star. But
yeah, day star.
We have other things to do to keep us warm and keep us active.
I get
like,
it. No,
like
it's,
jazz
it's very cozy. I get it. We'll have fun.
It'll definitely be a great time. Yeah. Well, Gretchen, thank you so much for coming in this
thank
morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Have a wonderful time teaching this next generation of jazz students.
I look forward. Thank
break
you.
Break a leg. We'll see you on stage.
Okay, thanks.